double check that this is. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
And welcome to the snacks.
Oh, what an opening.
Sorry, I forgot to test the mics when we first started.
So. Welcome to the snacks.
So let's just do it during the show. Why not?
That's it. That's what we just do it live.
It's that that realism that you get when you listen to the snacks podcast.
That shitism, as like we call it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Linz, we're sitting in the hot box, as per usual. Or should I say...
Oh, what's that?
It's some kind of device, a machine starting up, blowing air...
Got myself an indoor air conditioner in this room, my friend. This is now the cool room.
The cool room.
Yeah.
Cool box.
Do we leave it on or should we just keep it as the hot box?
I think it's going to be hard for the listeners to listen to us.
No, I reckon they'd be fine.
No, I think...
What do we want? Do we want professionalism or do we want to be under 27 degrees in here? All right, I'm turning it off.
Let's just sweat it out like we normally do.
See if we can survive. It's not too bad today. To be fair, we've been here in the middle of summer. That's when it's been at its worst.
Now, Snitch, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Why? What have I done?
I'm on school holidays at the moment.
Yeah.
Enjoying it, kicking back.
And you
told me to watch a show called Black Mirror.
Yeah, I did tell you to watch a show.
And I was just like, oh yeah, I'll check it out.
Because it's a great show.
Okay, fair enough. It's
and
on Netflix.
You're like the last person I know that hasn't seen it.
Yeah, okay. And it was just time to catch up. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing these holidays. I'm catching up. I'm chilling with Mum, and I'm just like, I want to spend time with Mum. Hey, Mum, let's watch this show. This show called Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Put on the first episode.
No.
It's about the British Prime Minister rooting a pig.
Yeah, on live television.
Yeah. And me and Mum are sitting there.
Look, I mean, sorry, we should have said spoilers before this.
Spoilers.
Else. Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, but here's the biggest spoiler. You watched it with your mum. Okay, when I recommend a show to you, Linz, I'm recommending a show for you personally.
Okay.
Maybe as an extension, your girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, yeah. She's like, already seen them all.
Oh, yeah, she's already seen them because she's up to date with things, unlike you.
Yes, I'm 4 years behind.
I'm never recommending you see things with your mum, okay? That's like a very special set.
It's a very niche recommendation. Hey, you should watch this. With your mum.
I have a great recommendation for you and your mum, though.
What is
it? It's this little show called Downton Abbey. You'd love it.
No.
It's perfect for you and your mum.
No.
That's about the raciness that you can watch with your mum. And then, unfortunately, you've gone 100% with that.
What shows can you watch with your mum, realistically?
I've watched plenty of shows with my mum. She'll watch anything. She'll watch Avengers, you know?
Yeah, but that's you know, easy watching.
Oh, you see, well, like, what's the edgiest shit that I've seen?
Yeah, what's the edgiest thing you've ever watched with your mum? I think, Black Mirror was up there.
Yeah, I reckon it would be. Like, I certainly wouldn't pick that out to watch with my mum. Oh, okay. No, I remember what it is.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I know what it is.
Yes, what is it?
Okay, this is in a previous life. Me and one of my previous girlfriends decided that we wanted to watch this film. The film's name was Perfume, okay?
Okay.
I think it's from like 2005, 2006.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, this sounds cool. And then we're watching it at my place, at my parents' place at the time where I was living.
Yeah.
And Mum was around and Mum was just like, oh, do you mind if I watch it with you? And we're like, yeah, totally. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what the movie was about. So the whole plot of the movie is this guy creates a perfume that basically is like a love potion. Anyone that smells it just falls madly in love with him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the basic premise of it. But the final scene, and this is spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's not a very big film, the final scene is he makes a perfume so strong he smashes it in the town square, and then literally everyone starts fucking each other in the town square. Like, it turns into a massive orgy. Without a word of a lie. And we are watching this. And this, I would have been like 19, 20. And I'm watching this with my mum and my girlfriend at the time.
Yep.
And it was one of the most uncomfortable things in the entire world. It was so ridiculously uncomfortable.
And what was your mum's reaction?
Well, you know my mum. Like, she's pretty hip chick.
She's pretty with it. She's pretty open-minded.
She didn't bat an eyelid at it. She was just like, well, you know what? I'm glad that my son... you know, is comfortable watching this with me. Yet
no.
Inside my body, all I want to do is dig a fucking hole to die in. because I'm watching like 100 people having an orgy on our big screen TV with my mum.
You know, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
It wasn't great. She'll remember that, I'm sure. If she's listening to this, I apologize. But,
man, flashback.
Real flashbacks on that. That's certainly the most uncomfortable thing I've watched with her. I mean, I think the only other one is when you're like flicking through the TV channels.
Yes.
Possibly late at night with your parents. And this is back in the day, of course.
Like SBS.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You've SBS got, sex scenes yeah, just coming up.
You've got six channels to flick through. Eventually, you're going to flick past the SBS because you're going up or down, right?
Yeah. For you, it's a little bit fuzzy. So you're just like, oh, let's just see what it is. My tune in. Oh, God. Oh,
here we go. It's on for young and old. And then you're back to Channel 7 and Today Tonight.
Yeah, like, and then you go back to crusty old ABC.
Yeah, good old ABC.
What was ABC Today seems a lot more hipper. But I remember being a kid and watching the ABC. It was just full of 60-year-old men and women, just really old people. Do you remember that?
I just hate to break it to you, Lindsay. I don't think it's hipper. You've just gotten older.
Oh, no.
This is what's happened. The ABC is still as stuffy and uncool as it was to kids now, but it's just you're an old person
maybe.
Now. That's it, man.
Maybe. I'm just getting into the groove of the ABC. I'm like, they're not so bad.
Don't get me wrong. I remember the exact same way.
Yeah.
I remember my mum constantly watching the ABC and me being bored to tears.
Yeah, like Four Corners. I don't know what they were talking about, but I was bored out of my brain.
Exactly.
Now
late
I watch
line.
It. Yeah, late line. Now I watch it. I'm
late,
like,
more
oh,
like
yeah?
fucking kill me line. Because it's so boring.
We got Q&A.
Q&A. Well, I mean, that didn't exist when we were younger, but
oh, no, didn't
I'm
exist.
Sure that kids nowadays would look at Q&A the same way that we would.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's boring as.
Yeah. It's boring as batshit.
Like, Q&A is like that show I always want to watch and talk about the next day at work.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm with it. I'm.
Well, the great thing is Q&A is like its peak is past. Like, for a while there, it's like every Q&A, suddenly everyone was talking about it the next day.
Yeah.
When was the last time you actually heard someone talking about Q&A? Like, it's kind of gone down the Googler a bit, I reckon.
About 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it has.
So, it doesn't matter. You've missed it. You just need to get it on the next thing that people talk about.
But that was Game of Thrones, and I missed that too.
Yeah, and it was also Black Mirror, which you've missed by a long shot.
Jeez, like 4 years.
And you haven't
years.
Started well with watching it now either.
Okay, what's out now? What's hot?
Yeah, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I mean, you're really behind, but I'm still behind, just less so behind than you are.
But like, I like to be strategically behind because then people do the hard work for me of finding out what's good and what's not. And then I eventually just sit down and marathon it.
Oh, so you're just basically saying you prefer to be a follower than to find something good yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Why? Like, I still find some good stuff, but like, why put in the hard work for entertainment? Someone else can find that kind of stuff for me.
I mean, that is true. Look, if you're not passionate about entertainment, you don't have to be. It's not like you're on a podcast or something at the cutting edge of new entertainment by any chance, are you?
Okay, YouTube, I'm okay with YouTube. I'm pretty out there with
YouTube. I feel like you're following in my footsteps a little bit of YouTube as well.
Okay, fair enough. But I feel like I've gone off the beaten path and
That's
found some
true.
Other things.
I mean, when we first started on YouTube, let's be honest, like I was forging a path there.
Yeah, you were.
Split off into your own little foray of weird
yeah,
niche
that's
videos.
Fine. That's fine. Like some people need that run up. Yeah. Some people need the training wheels and they get there.
That's true.
Thank you, Snitch.
You got there
for
in the
training
end.
Wheels.
We got
but
there.
But now I think I'm on my own now. But when it comes to like Netflix or just movies and stuff, like what did I watch the other day that was mind-blowingly good? Interstellar.
Oh yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shitballs. Mm. I was not ready for that movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
That was crazy. That was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Really?
I couldn't comprehend. Okay, spoilers if you're behind me and you haven't watched this.
Sorry, no one is.
Okay, fair enough. When he goes into the fifth dimension.
The Tesseract, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Well, this is the like the weird looking bookshelf thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like, you can graphically see like time and space.
Yeah.
And then he's like doing the watch thing.
You know what's even more mind-blowing is that he did that as a practical effect. That was a real thing. That wasn't CGI. He was really suspended in that weird environment. Anyway, you've got some more YouTube catching up to. Look behind the scenes on Interstellar. It's like it's another level.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Christopher Nolan. That's what he's known for. He's known for making mind-blowing movies.
I didn't really like, what was the other one? The World War II one. Dunkirk.
You didn't like Dunkirk?
I didn't think it was that great.
Man, I saw Dunkirk in the cinemas.
That was my mistake. I saw it on a plane.
You saw it on a plane?
Yeah. And I was like,
yeah, that would be where you went
And
wrong
also, there. People said to me, and this is the worst advice people can give to me, You said it specifically. You came up to me and said, Lindsay, Dunkirk is your film. And I was like, well, this thing must be...
Did I hype it too much?
You hyped it too much. I was just like, fuck, man, this must be like, fuck, amazing.
To be fair, I didn't come up to you and say, Lindsay, it's your film and you should definitely watch it on a plane in the middle of a flight. That is not what I said. I said, go see it.
Okay, fair enough. And, I didn't get a chance, but I saw it on the plane and I felt a little bit touch boring.
It's 100%. A cinema experience.
Yeah.
Because when I saw it, the sound was so loud when I saw it. It literally felt like planes were fucking flying over you. It was so crazy.
Yeah, I missed it.
And it was so good. I really, really enjoyed it. Also, speaking of cinemas that we saw it at, Interstellar.
Yeah.
That was the last film that I saw. And look, pull one out for it.
I'm jelly.
Yeah, the old Sydney IMAX. Which is now gone.
Yeah.
So we used to have an IMAX cinema in Sydney.
The biggest one in the Southern Hemisphere or the world?
No, the biggest one in the
world. And you watched Interstellar on it,
yeah. And like I said, the Dunkirk had loud sound. Interstellar in IMAX, it was ear-bleedingly loud. Like, it was actually too loud. At some points, I was actually like putting my hand over my ear because it was so loud.
Whoa.
Because the soundtrack is nothing like... It's like organ. It's like church organ.
Yeah, church organ, yeah. Yeah,
and that when it's loud, it's so fucking loud. There was people behind us that walked out because it was that loud.
Whoa. Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing there. But anyway, it was very cool to see on like a massive screen.
I'm going to be forever jelly about that.
Yeah,
That is a pretty cool experience. Yeah, I remember you told me, hey, you should go see this on IMAX.
Yeah.
And I just didn't heed it. I just didn't know how significant...
I don't think you were living near the city at that point either.
No, I wasn't living near the city.
It's kind of hard to get to be fair, unless you're living pretty central.
But like, yeah, I should have done it. Yeah. I should have done it, so...
You know what we should have done? When we were living, we used to live very close to the city.
Yes.
We should have gone to see something while we were close to the city when it was still there.
Yeah, we should have. I saw Jurassic Park there.
You saw, the original Jurassic Park?
The original Jurassic Park was showing again, I think it was in 2014.
Oh, okay, right.
And I went to go see it.
I thought you saw it in the 90s. And I was like, man, that's the proper experience right there.
Yeah. No, it was good. But like, the IMAX, the problem with it, we're going on a tangent here.
Yeah.
It was so big. And you were so close to the screen, you couldn't see it all at once.
It's true, yeah.
You really had to sit at the very back of the cinema, just even see the whole picture.
Yeah, and even then, you still, it was pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, it was just an experience. And I just, really miss it. It's coming back, but it's coming back in a smaller scale, and it's in, the middle of some apartments. I don't understand how it's working.
No, what's going on there in its place is, a shopping center.
Oh, I see.
And it's going to be the IMAX shopping center, and it's like a curved sale thing between the highways.
Yeah, see, it's nowhere near as good.
Yeah,
but, that's Sydney, They're knocking down all cool old stuff and putting up new boring shit.
Time to head to Hobart. That's what I say. Yeah. I'm leading the exodus. I'm like, guys...
So pray tell,
Sydney's full. Sydney's done. We're sick of Sydney.
We're done.
We're finished. Here. Yeah. Time to go down.
So you're actually going to Hobart tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So Hobart is in Tasmania, for any of our international listeners. Tasmania is a tiny island on the bottom of Australia that nobody likes and nobody goes to until they're about 45.
Yeah, it's got, per ratio, I think the oldest population in Australia.
You know what it is?
What?
It is Australia's Florida. That's what it is.
It really is.
Yep.
And
it's Australia's Florida. And Lindsay is jumping the gun at 30 and heading on down there.
I'm just saying, I'm going to maybe retire down there as well as these old people. But I'm on a teacher's wage. I got to fucking move in early. I can't leave it till too late.
Oh, right, when it's already a super duper popular retirement.
Yeah, exactly.
Location.
And I think climate change is going to hit hard and everyone's going to move closer to the poles. I'm just saying... Tasmania is a good option.
I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, it is a beautiful location. It's not... It wouldn't be for me, but look, it might be for you. You like trees. You like greenness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our two mates, Jimmy and Nathan, down there broadcasting...
Exactly.
...on Hobart FM.
Hobart FM, let's call it that.
I think it's Hit Hobart or whatever it is, but they're down there at the moment. Yeah.
It's either Hobart or Toronto.
Well, I can tell you which one's closer.
Hobart's closer. Yeah. Toronto... It's so cool, but I don't know if I can afford Toronto. Toronto's expensive.
See, I don't even know what to... I mean, I guess I've never thought about moving to Toronto. I'm sure it's a beautiful place. We've been there once.
We've been there.
Yeah.
Well, what about Tokyo? Would you go to Tokyo? Would you live in Tokyo?
Oh, mate, Tokyo's like 15 times Sydney's.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. So I'm like, whoa, where to go? Where to go? Sydney's done. I'm sick of Sydney. Where should I go?
The only options for you are Toronto or Tasmania.
It has to start with T. That's the criteria.
Or Tanzania. Okay, sorry. My mistake.
It has to be cold and start with tea.
Well, let's talk about where I'm living at the moment, Lenz.
Okay.
I live in a little suburb called Gladesville.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Gladesville, people, I'm sure people in Sydney haven't heard of Gladesville, let alone people around the world.
Yeah.
It's in what I like to call a flyover suburb, because nobody's really been to Gladesville.
No.
You might have been through it.
Everyone drives through
Everyone's
driven through. Because there's a major road kind of near your place called Victoria Road.
Kind of near it. You mean right next to
it. I don't want to devalue your property, no, Stitch.
Not at all. Technically, we're right next to a KFC, which is right next to Victoria Road.
And sometimes on the podcast, you can hear people order through the drive-thru.
Yeah, oh, we should try and get some recordings of that sometime. But I really like Gladesville as a suburb now. It's okay. Not just because I've bought in it. It's actually, I find it's a very interesting place.
Okay, how so?
Well, there's just some strange things that happen here, because we're right in the middle of, like, we're just at the start of a whole bunch of development in Gladesville.
Yes.
So there's a whole bunch of old places here, but there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming soon. Yes. And like lots of stuff being knocked over, being rebuilt, specifically apartments and stuff. There happens to be a family in Gladesville that is very not happy with this.
Oh.
Ask me how I know that.
How do you know that?
It was written on the... Okay, so when you like have construction on the side of the road, they put up big blackboards, right?
Yeah.
To cover it, yeah? It has been written along this blackboard on Victoria Road. And when I say written, you think, oh, yeah, they've got out a spray can. They've sprayed it on there.
Yeah.
No. It's been painted on there. Like with a paintbrush.
Someone's paintbrushed on there.
Yeah, paintbrushed on there. And they've said, and I'm paraphrasing here, something along the lines of, Gladesville family is not happy with overdevelopment.
Whoa.
Stop. Something like that. And they keep doing it. So they do it.
Does it say the actual family's name?
No. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I'm just going to put my name on this graffiti that I put up on the wall as well. No. So it's just some random.
Gladesville family.
Yeah.
It
just says, a Gladesville family is not happy with development. Stop. Or something like that.
Okay.
But one of them, they tried to get kind of clever with it.
Ooh, yeah.
So what they keep doing, they keep painting it and it keeps getting painted over. And it happens maybe maybe once a month. It pops back up again. And I'm always interested in what it was going to say. But they tried to get punny with it. And I reckon that they should maybe not do that.
Because
it wasn't great. They said, Gladesville politicians killing us softly with your pong.
Pong,
and I didn't get it. I'm like, is that some kind of,
is that pollution?
I was thinking maybe that's it, but like it's not to do with pollution. I think it's them saying like politicians stink.
That's
then I'm
dumb.
Like, guys, do a couple of drafts before you start putting that stuff
that,
up.
That wasn't a good one. Yeah. Isn't that a reference to a song? Killing us.
Yeah, it's killing us softly. Well, yeah,
with your
song.
Oh,
with your pong.
You know what? I could let's take a moment, Snitch.
Yeah.
Let's just take a moment.
Okay.
Let's just, you know, role play. Let's pretend we're that family.
Mm.
We're trying to come up with some graffiti.
Yeah.
Maybe we can brainstorm a better
slogan. Okay, sure.
Okay. Like, we're going out. Okay, Snitch, mate. We've got to go at 2 p.m.
How many kids do we have?
We have 10.
We have 10 kids. No wonder they get it done so often.
And I'm not happy with the amount of population moving in.
No, fair enough. I can understand that. I mean, real estate's going to go through the roof.
Yes, exactly.
We can barely fit our 10 kids into our apartment at the moment.
Exactly. So we've got to send them a message to the politicians, to the developers, and to the rest of the community that we're not going to stand for this. So, Gladesville.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that wanted to come up with the ideas, but you can lead this one.
Okay, let's go.
So, development, more like develop shit.
No, okay, not quite there.
I'm
not
going
quite
with the
there.
Puns already,
okay, let's go with Gladesville. Ville. There's our key word. Ville, let's say.
Don't swallow the Glades pill.
Unless you're doing some kind of Glades thrill.
that makes no sense.
We should call this Glades Thrill.
That would be Glades good. Thrill. Actually,
Glades
it's not
Thrill,
a bad idea.
Not Glades. Shill. There we go. There we go.
Glade's Thrill, not Glade's Shill.
There we go.
Stop over development. There it is. Stop over. We fucking got there.
That was a really abstract.
I like you throwing us in the deep end there with no, absolutely no preparation whatsoever. But we got there. I'm proud of that. Well, let's keep it on Glade's Thrill at the moment.
Okay, Glade's Thrill.
Because I've got a bit of a Glade's Thrill for you, my friend.
Okay, what is it?
Guess who is coming around to my apartment right now?
I'm already
here.
I'll
spoil it for you. It's my parents.
Okay.
Okay. And I've mentioned before, my parents live downstairs from me.
It's a real... What's it called?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond. Yeah, I keep saying that. Sorry. you sound so happy about it.
I'm so wrapped about it. No, you know what? It is exciting because they're bringing around a trailer. Okay. What are we going to be picking up with the trailer?
Sticks? I don't know.
No. We're picking ourselves up. Oh, dinghy.
Oh, here we go. The boat story.
We've bought the dinghy lens.
I should have never brought this back up.
It's back. Like, we had this massive idea when we were at, what was it?
Waverton.
Oh, no, it's not Waverton. What do we call it?
Espresso
Rancho Relaxo. God damn it. Well, we don't even live there anymore, so I guess we can say the name. We were in Waverton. And we had this amazing idea of getting a dinghy because it was right next to the water.
Yeah, and I was humbug about it. I was like, no.
You're never going to do it, snitching.
You'll never ride it. What do you got? You guys are dreamers. You guys are dreamers.
Guess what? Bloody proved you wrong. Oh. So not only have I got a dinghy now, I've got a dinghy and I have an outboard that's sitting out on my parents' balcony right now.
Look at you. You're a boat owner.
I'm a boat owner.
Oh, my God.
People investing in real estate and Bitcoin. Man, I'm investing in boats.
Boats.
I'm going to go out in the water and I'm going to make myself a living catching fish.
No, you can't eat any of the fish in this river.
I'll sell them to aquariums.
No. No one's going to buy that. Like,
do you know what type of fish are in the Parramatta River?
I don't know. Carp?
Carp, there you go. I hear they're a great fish.
You can't eat carp.
I can't eat carp.
The carp are in the Hawkesbury River. I don't know what's in the Parramatta River.
All right, well, we're about to find out.
You can't eat anything west of the Harbour Bridge.
West? Oh, we are west.
You are west. Damn. So you have to go east of the bridge to catch fish there.
Isn't that just the ocean?
Well, it's pretty much the ocean, yeah. But there's so many toxins and chemicals that everyone just pumped in.
But you know, no, this is what I realized the other day. Like, everybody still thinks Sydney Harbour is, like, super polluted.
Okay, because we had whales and a calf in here one time. We're like, yay. No, that's not.
It's clean as... Look, this is what I did, right?
Would you drink from it?
I didn't drink from it. I wouldn't drink from it because, for one thing, it's salt water, so I don't want to go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I did do is because I got very excited about the dinghy, right?
Yeah.
I just want to see places I can go, places I can see.
Yeah.
There's a place called Cabrita Beach, which is literally on the other side of where we're going to launch the dinghy.
Oh, yeah,
It's not far from here.
Yeah.
You can swim at that beach. You can swim in the water there.
So what are you saying?
I'm just saying the water's clean, you know? I'd eat fish out of it. I will eat a fish out of the water.
Don't eat fish out of it.
I'm
going to
catch a fish.
No.
I'm going to cook it on the podcast.
You're getting your brain dead. I'm going to have to wipe your ass. Don't do this.
We've got a barbecue down. We've got a barbecue down on the balcony. I'm going to cook it on the barbecue. I'm going to eat it. And if I die, I will have died doing what I love.
Can I have your AC?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let's go with that.
Well, that's a pretty good deal, right?
It's like either snitch wins or I get an AC.
Yeah.
Either way.
It's fine.
Like, no losses. I'm not losing anything. Why not?
Just a best friend. It's fine. But you get an AC, right? That's pretty good.
That's you know, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's actually better than me. Anyway,
it's that time of the podcast. Of the week.
For... I want to be a producer.
Okay, here we go. Here's the hot new idea. Okay.
Right, I'm ready.
Now, I'm going to just like sprinkle this along. Mm-hmm. The plot.
Yeah.
Needs a little work.
Really?
But the premise.
Good, you're selling it already.
The premise is fucking dynamite. Gold.
As in the premise, do you mean like a sentence?
No, as in the idea of the movie.
Right, okay. Sure. Okay.
Right, hear me out.
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we are. It has two names. It has two premises. Two. One, it can't be any special effects.
purely, wait, special effects or practical effects?
No, practical effects 100%.
Just no CGI, you mean?
No CGI. Because
you know special effects means practical effects, yes, still, right?
Yes, yeah. 100% practical effects.
Okay, right. I see what you mean, yeah. So Michel Gondry style, nothing but practical.
But we're
yeah.
talking zero budget.
Like basic bitch effects.
We're
talking like...
sticky tape holding things together.
Sure, okay, yeah.
We're talking about like going down to the Toolish Toll Shop to get a costume. We're talking...
okay, yeah.
But...
mm-hmm.
The actors have to play along as if it was the real deal.
So you're asking them to act in a way?
Yeah, yes. No, but they have to act like extremely serious. Like this is a serious movie.
I'm pretty sure that's what actors do,
well,
though.
Oh, good. That's what we're paying them for. Well, not paying like, them much, not, but we're paying them.
If they're not doing it believably, then they're not acting.
Good.
Then they're not doing their job.
Okay, we're going to get some great actors.
Yeah.
Great actors. Now, also... Another catch is we only have 90 minutes in the can. Everything has to be done in the one shoot. You only get one shot.
So you're doing
scene.
Basically like a VCR camcorder.
Yes.
You can only record as you go through it, you can't rewind and record
can't
over.
Shoot again.
Like, even
if
you...
if you stuff up, that's it. So that's the movie.
Even you and I, when we used to make stupid movies back when we were kids,
yep.
Even we had the idea of going back and re-recording over the top.
Okay, so do you reckon re-record's allowed?
No, if you want to put that, you can put that in there, that's fine.
Okay, re-record might be allowed, we've only got 90 minutes in the can.
Okay,
so
that's
if
it.
You, like, mistime it, and there's, like, that 1 second of, like, the camera's moved...
yeah, you're stuck.
That's going to be part of the film.
Okay,
if you don't rewind perfectly...
So far, this film is sounding unwatchable, but sure.
No, it's... we're always about breaking the barriers.
Yeah, sure,
like, movies have just been so systemized. Here, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Plot. Let's get to that.
This is the stuff that's apparently not good. Is that what I've been told?
Okay, we get some funny guys. Some, like, actors who can ad-lib stuff, who can act, but can also kind of, you know, get the flow of things and keep things moving. So we got Steve Carell.
Okay, yeah. Great actor. Very good character actor.
And Will Ferrell.
Good comedic actor.
Yes. Who I think, who are very adaptive, who can like flow with things, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, definitely different sides, but sure.
Okay. So this is the plot.
Mm-hmm.
They are both driving out to LA. They go and get a coffee to discuss a movie deal. Will informs Steve that this movie is going to be a huge hit. So they're playing themselves at this point.
Okay, great. So more people playing themselves. At least they're not playing themselves like as Four Cats Called Kevin or whatever it was. You know, at least this is real life.
Four Cats named Kevin. Man, that was such a good film. Okay, so they're out getting coffee, and Will goes to hand Steve a script, but an alien, because aliens...
okay,
in this film,
aliens have entered the picture,
yes,
straight away.
Because you need to think, okay, what's big blockbuster that we need CGI for?
Yeah.
But we can't use CGI. That's the challenge.
So you're sitting there a challenge to do
the whole movie is a challenge. You got to use... what's around you.
Okay.
You got to just think, how can we make this work?
Right, okay, yeah, okay.
An alien, and maybe we just get, like, a piece of A4 paper, cut out an alien, color it green, and stick it on someone's face. He is now an alien. And they have to act as if he's an alien.
So can I say, this? Maybe, like, a shorter premise for this film should be, we're going to make a film like a teenager... in the early 90s would make a film, except it with A-list actors.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, basically.
I guess
yeah.
it is. Oh, now, but like, why can't that be a thing?
I'm not saying it can't. I'm just saying...
why can't that be a movie? We had the Blair Witch Project, which was very similar.
In a way, it was.
And that was horror.
Very well acted.
Yes.
No-name actors. Exactly. So you turn it on its head, very well-known actors, shit production value.
I think it has legs.
The problem is,
yeah,
you're pitching to a movie producer here. And then he says back to you, how are you going to get these guys on board? Like, how are you going to sell it to these guys where you can't pay them any money?
Look, they've both been in very breaking edge films. Like, Will Ferrell, the stuff he's done, amazing.
Just it's very much easy, family, funny, or adult comedies.
I think he's perfect for the role.
Okay.
I think he was like, you know what? I'll give this a go. He was in Funny and Die with a girl... The little girl tries to kick him out of his house.
Like a web video.
Yeah, web video. Yeah. He was up for that. So I'm like, yeah. And I've heard Steve Carell on some interviews. He's a pretty cool dude. He'd be down.
Well, I think you should send it to them. I think we should go all the way with this.
Okay. Let's
There's more to the plot.
Of course there's more to the plot.
Okay, right, sorry.
So they're chasing after this alien who's on a skateboard. But they have to pretend it's like a spaceship. It's like, oh, we've got to catch up with that alien.
Skateboard is the spaceship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, or like we get like a mini motorbike. You know those little mini ones that you ride where your knees are all like near your chest?
Right, sure, yeah.
We can get one of those.
A mini motorbike, yeah.
Mini motorbike. And they're chasing this guy. They're chasing the alien. Again, no effects. And he gets into...
Why do you have to keep saying, again, also no effects?
He ducks into the Chinese theater, again, it's in LA, but there's a UFO at the back of the Chinese theater that he's fled into. Now, we just use some old pizza boxes, stick them together, cut out the shape of a UFO.
I like that you've actually thought all of these practical effects through as well.
Yeah, I'm sure we can come up with some stuff on set.
Mm.
Like, how can we use our surroundings?
What have we got? Some old pizza boxes.
What about this wrapper from this piece of rubbish? How can this be something?
Yep.
This is true art. This is just like using any scrap. Anyway, so pizza boxes. And Steve Carell goes, whoa, Will, are we sure we want to go fight this alien for this script? Like, can't you just rewrite it? He goes, no, that's the only one. That's the only script. I'm like,
oh, okay. Oh, wow.
But Will goes, look, we'll get some help. Here comes the Olsen twins. We'll get them
to
join.
The Olsen twins?
Yeah, the Olsen twins are going to join their party.
Okay.
And the Olsen twins are like, well, why should we do it? And they said, we'll give you $50 a pop. And Olsen twins are like, yeah, we'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Of
course. The owners of a multi-billion dollar fashion empire. $50 will swing
a crumbling empire.
Don't think it's crumbling at all. I think it's growing.
Is it? Olsen
twins?
They're
doing extremely well. They are both close to being billionaires.
I'm sure they wouldn't turn down.
$50.
$50.
Go for it.
Anyway. So this party storm the Chinese theater. Now, plot twist, no one really likes the Olsen twins, and they, because they're not cautious
enough. It's not
really
a twist if it's true.
They die because they weren't cautious enough.
Oh.
Aliens.
That was a very quick cameo.
Yeah, I know. $50, you know, that's all we can afford.
Yeah, sure.
It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So $10 a minute. And then from there, Steve Carell and Will Ferrell.
Good to remember the name of the actor. Because
Will Anderson? No, Will Ferrell.
No, not Will Anderson, the Australian comic.
They fight the alien and they win, but we use cheap effects for the fight. Oh, actually, Steve Carell does a bicycle kick, but we're going to need an office chair and to like push him along as he's kicking.
Right, yeah.
And then just affect the alien and he falls into a spike.
I love how much you've gone to these effects.
This
is fantastic.
That's the general premise.
Right, yeah.
And you know what? I feel this could totally be done. Have you seen Mars Attacks?
I have.
Now, if that was a film, if that is something you have sat down and watched, I feel this is like a bump up.
I see no correlation between this and Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks is not a great film.
I think it's a great film. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm just saying this is going to be like Mars Attacks. Bad graphics, cheap effects.
The effects of Mars Attacks are quite good.
For its time.
Yeah, exactly for its time.
But, I think we can do better.
So you want to go backwards?
To improve. Like, it's real art. I think the yuppies...
This is grassroots.
Yeah, the yuppies and the hippies, hipsters, would really think this is genuine art. It's like, yeah, they're just doing stuff around them. They're one of us. Let's go see this film.
Wow.
So okay. What do you think? No effects, 90 minutes in the can, maybe only one take. Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, maybe the Olsen twins.
You know what? I'll watch it.
You'd watch it?
I'd watch it. Yeah, but you'd
see what would happen, right?
I'd give it a go. You know what? If you could somehow organize those people to do it, 90 minutes, like one, well, not one take, but one.
Yeah.
Yeah. no effects. I'd watch it.
You'd see what it would be about, right?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The pull wouldn't be the no effects or you producing it. It would be the fact that Will Ferrell and Steve Carell are in it. I mean, they're good gets.
Yeah.
If you could talk them into doing it, I'd go see this film in a heartbeat.
Like you said, this harks back to the 90s when everyone's making films by themselves in the garage, whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a full-on feature one. This is a dedication to that time.
Right, I see.
I don't think it's that
like
far
enough.
Like
a Be Kind, Rewind kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think...
Like where the plot was very similar to this movie.
Yes.
Where they remade movies using practical effects.
Yes.
Of barely any budget.
Oh, did they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But it's fun. It had Jack Black in it. It's different.
Oh, yeah. Okay then. Well, just there we go.
Just had another.
So it's been done.
Comedic actor.
We might need to put this segment down and go, that's enough, Lindsay.
That's enough.
You had a go, but now you're starting to get other people's ideas.
Yeah.
Maybe you had your strikes with Kevins. But
look, I you know, we probably should have stopped at 4 Kevins and a Cat.
This segment's gone far too long.
Well, you keep on saying that. Okay, this that segment's done.
Okay,
I'd watch it if it already wasn't a film.
Okay,
but it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
But you kept on mentioning that this is pure art. Is that possibly because you've been to an art museum recently?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Do I? Okay. I can tell the story.
You can tell the story.
I'll tell the story. So. Recently, I've been inspired by a lot of art.
Right, yeah.
Because I went to this art museum, and what happened was, there was all these kind of like plastered vaginas on one wall, which everyone was giggling about. Everyone's like, oh, this is so amazing, this is so good. I'm like, this is absolute trash. Like, anyone could do this.
What do you mean?
Anyone can do this. Like, what's stopping me from like plastering a whole heap of vaginas and sticking them on a wall and saying it's art? Like, it doesn't matter. It's not anything unique.
Well, I guess you've got a point there.
Like,
I guess it's the convincing people to let you plaster them. I mean, that's impressive.
But like, what if I just do it with a whole bunch of dicks? Like, would it be the same thing?
I'm sure it's been done.
I'm sure it's been done. Anyway, so everyone's laughing about that. And I look onto the other side of the hallway and see this dark kind of wall with a doorway through it. I'm like, oh, what's that? No one's over there. I'll go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking through. And the first room is kind of like these hallways that go around in like a kind of a square shape.
Right.
And it's got zeros and ones on the side. I'm like, oh, that's a bit freaky.
On the wall?
On the wall, sorry. On the wall. And I'm walking around and I'm like, well, this is a bit weird. This is a bit creepy. I'm in here by myself. Follow it round.
This is some Alice in Wonderland shit, man.
It really was. It really was. And then I go in again and there's a doorway at the very end of the room.
And there's no one in here.
No one in here. It's super quiet. And I've gone from like a busy museum to absolute quietness. And then you get to the end and there's another doorway going into another room. So the room keeps feeding into itself. Like, what's those Russian dolls?
Russian dolls.
Like Russian dolls.
Yes, yeah.
But it's like three sets of rooms. And I'm wandering in there, dead quiet. Really, really strange.
Oof.
And
it's creepy.
This is where the story takes a little bit of a turn.
Okay.
I start thinking, has anyone else ever been in here? Like, am I the only one?
How is that possible? It's in a museum.
Yeah, but like, you just never know. You never know if, like you said, you never know if it was like an Alice in Wonderland moment.
Yeah.
Like, what about if everyone has been distracted by these vaginas and no one's ever coming?
Oh, you know, that's, I mean, is that not just the perfect metaphor for life? Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, and then I start thinking, is this real? Like, I start freaking out a little bit.
You've trapped yourself in an unknown room.
Yeah.
In the middle of a museum.
Yeah.
That no one has ever walked into.
And I get to the last room, and this has a small doorway.
How much acid did you take before?
I didn't take any acid. I didn't take any acid. And all the zeros and ones on the side of the room, there starts to be words. And it's like help, or listen, or heart. And I'm like, Can I read binary?
Oh my god.
So I start freaking out a little bit, and because this is the end of the room, I look down and I'm like, well, there's nothing on the ground. I look up, I literally scare the shit out of myself. There's not, like, it's just a mirror. and I look into my...
So there's a mirror above you.
And I look into my own soul, and I'm like, scared the shit.
I don't know how you managed to walk into a museum and walk into this room and have some kind of spiritual awakening.
It was weird. It was really weird. It was the best art I've been or had an experience with.
You're a part of it, apparently.
I was a part of this art because it was just like all in my mind. It's just a bunch of rooms with numbers and letters on the wall.
What scares me is how little it takes for you to question your own existence. Like, just put him in a room by himself for a bit, and within a minute, he's already questioning whether this room exists in the world. Yeah, it's amazing.
It was a pretty freaky experience, I'll say.
Oh, man. That's impressive that art can do it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had something similar with art?
No, because, like, this was what would happen if this happened to me. I'd walk in there, and the second I realize that there's no one in there with me, I'd be like, have I walked into an exhibit that's not open yet? Because that's what it seems like.
Yeah, or maybe you're... No. Like, why would you think that?
Because I'm a sane individual, Lens.
Like, now, wouldn't you think, oh, maybe this is like a special moment? Maybe this is something unique?
Special moment.
Maybe this I've stumbled upon... hang on, hear me out. Maybe it's something that's not open yet, or maybe something that's been abandoned and forgotten. Maybe that's what I thought. It's like, oh, what's this? Some old relic? Like, yeah, have you seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 when they stumble upon the subway? And it's like, whoa, what's going on here?
No, this is what... You know what this is? It's too magical.
It's too magical? Why can't life be magical?
It can't, Lynn. That's the problem. There is no magic in life.
No, there's
life
magic.
Life is nothing but disappointment after disappointment. This is
he's dropping the bombshell.
The perfect metaphor for that is going through all these boxes, all this possibility, then looking up and seeing yourself. The biggest disappointment of all.
The biggest disappointment. Jeez, man.
Thanks a lot. That's all right, yeah. Did it sound like fun?
I'd fun.
Go there. Ugh. I'd go there just to see the giant wall of vaginas, to be fair.
You're a dick, man. You're a big dick.
It's nice not being in the hot box. Nice being in the cool room for a little bit.
That is it. That's true.
Yep. I guess we just wind it up here.
There we go. Put a fork in us.
We're done.